Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And we are live from St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex Studios here in Baldwin County, Alabama. And, well, it's finally here, what a lot of us have been waiting for. We're talking about the opening morning of the special early teal season. Now, teal season opens up a couple of months before the regular duck season, and that's to take advantage of the early migration patterns from those birds. Are you on your way to the blind? Well, we'd love to hear from you teal hunters. Text us your reports of what you're seeing out there in the marshes and the rice fields at 504-260-1870. A little bit later on, after sunrise and legal shooting time, we're going to take you deep into the wetlands and into the duck blinds of Mike Smith with Louisiana Duck Hunts in Delacroix Island, Ryan Lambert, our plastic man down the river, and Captain Kirk Stancil out Hackberry Rod and Gun out in the southwest. We've also got live fishing reports, a couple of special events taking place over here in the Mobile Bay area. Hope on a Boat, we'll tell you all about that, what's going on there. And also Brendan Bayard, our paddling reporter, is fishing in the Five Rivers Tournament over there at the on the bay. So we'll be talking to him and finding out the rundown on how the fishing is in the Mobile area. I got to tell you, I crossed the bayway about around noon yesterday, maybe a little earlier, and that's as many boats as I've seen out there fishing. So that tells me something. The fishing is on right now as we head into the fall season. All right, Grand Isle, were you down there this week? If you were, did you walk the beach? Did you see a beach littered with dead bull redfish? Bycatch from pogey boats, and we've got a report on that to pass along to you. Also, you know, we had that public meeting on the Atchafalaya Basin. I called it the State of the Basin Report at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery on Thursday evening. If you attended in person or if you attended like I did via Zoom, what were your biggest takeaways from that State of the Atchafalaya Basin meeting? I'll give you mine about one of the most popular bass habitats in Louisiana. We're talking about the Atchafalaya Basin. Now, this week's Bayou Wild TV features another Tigers in the Wild episode, and we're going to have a preview for you on this morning's program. This morning on the eve of the LSU Southeast Louisiana football matchup, you're going to hear from Gabe Leonard and a little bit from West Weeks and Bo Bordelon, some LSU players, about their hunting trip to Lost Bucks Ranch. And you'll see that in its entirety on Bayou Wild TV. Now, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoor Story, well, it features a guy who decided to fish without a license and ended up facing a huge fine and jail time, which might not have happened had he not failed to pay a measly $17 for a fishing license. All right, your coastal marine forecast from the National Weather Service if you're headed out. Offshore, we're going to have some variable winds, but light, 1 to 2 foot. Seas, about 8 to 15 knots, maybe 8 to 12. Tomorrow, they'll be variable again, 6 to 12 in a 1-foot sea. That's great conditions to get out after those snapping. It's late snapper season, and we're approaching the end of it. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. The interior lakes and bays, 5 to 10 knots both today and tomorrow. Got about a 7/10 movement on the tide range. Mississippi River is somewhere around 3 to 3.3 and continuing to fall. It's predicted to get down in the twos maybe in a week or so. Lake temperatures and Gulf temperatures are dropping, and we've got a little bit of an unusual situation. Lake Pontchartrain has got an 86-degree temperature reading, where the Gulf, down by Southwest Pass, is 84. And normally your Gulf waters are much warmer, and, man, that's pretty cool for this time of the year. And that is good news if you're not interested in seeing any tropical storm formation in the Gulf of America. All right, we come back after this. We head down to Shell Beach. We'll get the lowdown from Robbie Campo, get your fishing report, find out how many people are headed out to the Biloxi Marsh, maybe to do a little bit of teal hunting, and a combination of a blast and cast is what they call it. Robbie Campo, Shell Beach, is next right here. You're hearing it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
And let's see, the shrimp are ready. The weather's looking good. Got a pretty decent tide range, some pretty light winds, and the temperature's not quite so bad. It's going to get up into the 90s and very little rain in the area. So if you're planning on going fishing, we got a guy that can might help you find them. Robbie Campo from Campo's Marina joins us. Robbie, we got, if you would, just kind of recap the week and tell us what the forecast for the next couple of days looks like.
Well, Don, you know, this week here was more of a redfish week than it was a speckled trout week. You know, we had northerly winds, northeasterly winds, I should say. You know, today we don't have a whole lot of tide movement. We're at 7/10. It's not bad, but we were on a in between the moon here and the neap tide stuff. So we didn't have that tide, you know, that good push of water this week. So I think that had something to do with why fishing trout wasn't so good this past week. But all in all, you know, the guys that did get out, you know, tell you the truth, Don, not a lot of people fished last week. It was, and I don't know what's going on, but it's the economy or what's the deal. But we just didn't have a whole lot of people fish last week. That was, you know. That's the bottom line. But the guys that did get out, and our guides, you know, that fish from around here, they fish mostly redfish. And, look, Don, redfish are just easy to get from Biloxi Marsh, you know, all the way down to Bay LaFouche. I mean, you know, on both sides of the Mystigo here and up the Mystigo, it was, you know, it was pretty easy. A lot of little puppy drums on the rocks. So a lot of white trout still in the marshes over the oyster reefs. I mean, you got options, you know, coming out the wazoo to go do fishing today. You could, you know, and I tell you what they started catching around here that's, you know, that I like to see, and I haven't seen them in a long time, with some really nice croakers right across the ship channel here and in the mouth of Old Shell Beach Bayou and up the channel here by the by LaBeouf's Cut. So you're more than likely going to start putting a mixed box together. Another thing, Don, we're starting to see those trout that were, you know, that 12 and 7 eighths. They made that little 13-inch push, 13 and an eighth now. As we call it, 13 and enough, started making that little push. So it's, you know, we're starting to see a few of those trout cross the line, you know what I mean? So, towards the good side. So, and look, let me tell you, they're getting sacked up. Soon as if it makes 13 and 8, it's going in a box. I mean, there ain't nobody throwing them back on. I think they waited, you know, these guys been waiting too long to catch a fish that was legal in this inside waters, and, you know, that's just what they're doing. So you have options, man. You got, it's going to be, Don, right now there's no wind. It's really calm down here. Actually, it's kind of muggy down here right now. So, got a little humidity. I see a little bit of fog on the road around Muro up there. So, you know, I know the humidity's up. So, just look, we're here. We're waiting on you guys to hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Robbie, did you put any camo pattern boats in this morning? People going looking for the teal?
No, but there was a lot on the road, and I think most of the guys are going down to that Delaco area. Don, I had people look for teal all week. There was one little pocket of teal kind of close to the lake shore over around that Bayou Pedro area. That was it. Not anything to write home about, that was for sure. The best sightings of teal that we've heard of was down towards Scarsdale that way, you know, or along that, you know, around that river. Other than that, you know, we haven't heard any good teal reports. But it's been so hot, you know what I mean? I think if we would have had a little bit of a front come through, I think that would have helped things a little bit. But most of the people here this morning are going fishing and not I don't see no casting and blasting going on yet right here in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got the official state flyover report yesterday, and it's not good news. And it's, you know, the empirical evidence is out there. I've been talking to people all week from all over the state, and everybody's saying the same thing. Well, we saw a few birds here, a few birds there, and the official word is that it's very poor for this time of the year. Probably haven't had this few of teals in about the last 7 years or so. 101,000 total blue-winged teal all over the state. And 80% of those are in one area, in the southwest portion of the state, around Vermilion and southeast Calcasieu parishes. So it's slim pickings pretty much for the rest of the area. But I've already got duck hunters texting me and saying, look, it's open in morning. I don't care what's out there. We're just going to go sit out there and watch the sunrise, you know, and have the guns in case and enjoy it. And I think that's the right attitude to have when it's like this, you know. And the other thing, the other tip for teal hunters is, make the birds that you see and come into your decoys count. On days where there's plenty of birds, you know, you can kind of lollygag and miss a few and they buzz you and you didn't get the shot. Today, you better be ready. You better be armed and dangerous when they come in.
Yeah, you better be on. You better have your aim on. That's all I can tell you. If they come in today with so few, you know what I mean? So you don't want to be wasting a whole bunch of shells and, you know, and doing all that missing, you know, so... But anyway, Don, I don't know. We just haven't seen a whole bunch of teal ducks around here, and it's just, even on the private grounds, people that went and looked yesterday, said it, you know, they seen 25 or 30, you know, and that was it. 25 or 30 You know, not in one spot, you know, in this pond, 25, no, 25 or 30. That was it. So
total, yeah.
Not looking good. Not looking good for the teal hunter.
Well, we got a little bit of a frontal system coming in the middle of the week, and it's not going to drop temperatures drastically or any heavy north winds or anything like that, but it will be a little bit of a front, and sometimes that can turn things around. And, you know, it's only a nine-day season, so it's quick. If you want to do it, you got to get it over. Robbie, that's some really good news on those croakers. I hope that's a permanent thing and not just a flash in the pan, but I've been getting a few reports that, you know, bigger croakers are starting to show up. That'd be wonderful if we had a comeback at the croakers. I know your grandpa, boy, he loved them croakers.
Oh, man, that's some fine dining. You know, I was looking at a video of up there in the Regal East Pass where Chad Champagne was, he likes to fish, and I saw he had a really big one. You know, I haven't seen a croaker that big in many, many, many years, so Hopefully these bull croakers start making a comeback. Because I tell you, Don, it's been probably since the I'm going to say the early '80s since I've seen, you know, good bull croakers. And hopefully these fish, you know what I mean, they'll make a comeback. So, but we'll see how that works out.
All right, so they got to take a left after the bridge, right? And you'll be waiting on them.
Absolutely. Hook the left and come and see us. We're waiting on you right now.
All right. Have a good weekend, Robbie. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, coming up next, did you go to the State of the Basin meeting, or did you take it in by Zoom? Well, if you go on the Wildlife and Fisheries website, you can kind of get a recap. But I had a few takeaways, what I heard at the meeting. I'll share them with you, and also we'll talk a little bit about that fish kill down on Grand Isle. We got Bad Boys of the Outdoors. We're going to talk about Hope on a Boat. We got an interview with an LSU tight end who'll be playing tonight. Lots of stuff to do in the next few minutes right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, if you're planning on getting out and catching some red snapper, I suggest you do it quickly. I just got the numbers in on the harvest quota for the year 2025, and through September 7th, which was about 2 weeks ago, we had caught in Louisiana 805,955 pounds of our 894,955 total harvest quota. So that's about 90% have been caught. We only got about 10% left, and that was of 2 weeks ago. So be on the lookout and for the notice when it will be shut down. It's liable to be very short notice, and that notice could come as early as next weekend. It could be shut down because without tropical storms and depressions and systems in the Gulf, people have been putting a whipping on those red snappers. So go get you some before it shuts down. All right, did you happen to make or see by Zoom the State of the Basin meeting? The Atchafalaya Basin Recreational Fisheries Public Meeting was held Thursday evening. I watched it by Zoom, and I had some takeaways. I thought the wildlife and fisheries biologist did a very good presentation. And here are my major takeaways. Number one, there's enough scientific research now. They've been studying data from that basin for the last 25 years on the results of restocking. And according to the data, restocking is a waste of time and money. The bass in that river swamp system are so short-lived, the majority of them are less than 2 years old. And it takes longer than that for a bass to grow to a what you would consider a trophy size. And the Florida bass that was stocked after Hurricane Andrew back in the early 2000s, the strain's been diluted. It's just not improving the size of the fish. So I get the impression that don't look for any restocking programs in the Atchafalaya Basin. Number two, they are losing a lot of fishing area there. And it's just the opposite of what's going on along the lower coast. That Atchafalaya River is actually building land with so much sediment coming down. In 1850, there were 190 square miles. In 2005, there were 73. And that's 20 years ago, so that's even less now, and it continues to fill in. Boy, if we could only figure out how to take all of that that sediment, it's too much of it, and divert it over along the lower coast, we could balance it all out. All right, my takeaway number three, other species besides bass, the freshwater catfish, the brim, the sockeye in a medium size, all in good numbers. They had a good spawn, those fish and the bass, so it should be some pretty good fishing this fall and winter. My final takeaway was don't expect any changes in the creel limits or the size limits. Again, the data backs up. It would have little change by putting in tidal limits, and I know the thought process for a lot of fishermen. Release the bass. If you let them in the water, they'll grow. It does not happen in that river swamp habitat. Those fish just don't reach that size. Now, there's going to be a few outliers. Every now and then a big fish will come out of there. But for the most part, to change size limit or to cut back the numbers in order to try to improve the quality of the fish, the science just does not back it up. So those were my four takeaways. Did you have any? 504-260-1870. Also, we had Captain Keith Bergeron. I know him as Herc. He recorded a video and put it on Facebook of the Grand Isle Beach, which was littered with big redfish. And this was a bycatch that was discarded by the pogey industry. And it was pretty disheartening. He got in the golf cart and he drove the beach, and it was just one after another washed up on the beach dead. Of course, they'll justify it. The Menhaden industry, we've spent $1 million on a study that was authorized by the Louisiana legislature, was paid for with the artificial reef funds, and it showed that the pogey boats, and this is the data they showed, the total redfish that they removed by bycatch was around 10%, 9.9. The other 90.1% was done by the recreational fishermen, 78.9, and then the dead discharge was 11.2, saying that if they get to bycatch 10%, that's fair because the recreationals are taking out 90. My question is, and the one that they did not pose, was we know now that the recreational removal of the most important ones, the spawners, those over 27 inches, if they say it's about 11% mortality, that's it because it's illegal for recreationals to keep any more bull redfish. But the redfish that are caught as bycatch and killed by the pogey boats, the majority of those are bull redfish because of where they operate, and that's got to impact the spawn. So the argument goes on, and, you know, it doesn't look like our legislature, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, is going to take any action like many of our neighboring states along the Gulf do and put tighter restrictions to move them further out, or in case of what a lot of people feel, the activity should be banned totally. Have you been to Grand Isle? What did you see if you were down there? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a bad boy story for you. Running a little bit early because we're going to be taking you to the duck blinds in the second hour. Guy decided he wasn't going to fish with a license. He decided not to buy it. And, man, did it end up bad for him. His story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got some interesting texts coming in. We're hearing from our friend David Hubble. He says, welcome back to L.A., Lower Alabama. Glad to be here. Yeah, it is really dry. A lot of people complaining and need rain in a lot of areas. This is an interesting. Gary listened to us in Lockport. He says, the last 2 years, rodeo-winning croaker for rodeos in Grand Isle have been near or over 2 pounds. Not sure where they're being caught, but those are big ones. Yes, those are what I would call a bull croaker. Another one says, what would be the inches of a good-sized bull croaker? I would say a keeper croaker, anything around that 12-inch plus, that's a good size. But, man, I can remember the days of catching the big bull croakers. They were, you know, 2-3 pounds, and you'd catch doubles offshore, and seems like they just kind of went away. All right, our buddy Captain Rob, and he's listening to us in the emergency room. Oh, my God, he's got complications from surgery, but he scouted Burris all week. He saw 3 teal yesterday, and that was it. Thanks for the report, and I hope you get a speedy recovery there, Captain Robin. All right, we also have, I think it was the Colonel from Hammond said he's headed out to the prairie in Manchac. Give me a report. Text me back when you get out there. Not many people hunting out there much anymore. It used to be a really good spot, that Manchac Prairie. It's Manchac WMA. Used to hunt out there many, many years ago, and haven't gotten hardly any reports from that area. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause, and we're back to tell you this week's bad boy of the outdoor story. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, because he failed to buy a basic fishing license for the measly sum of $17, a 46-year-old Coushatta, Louisiana man was arrested for that violation and then various drug-related charges. On August 31st, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement Agent Senior Agent Austin Ashley, Senior Agent Trayson Francis, and Lieutenant Ryan Brasher were on patrol on the Grand Bayou Reservoir in Red River Parish when they found William Thomas fishing from the bank. Agents made contact with Thomas, and they kind of smelled a strong odor of marijuana. Well, after further investigation, the agents found Thomas in possession of that marijuana, methamphetamines, and drug paraphernalia, and to boot, he was fishing without a fishing license. On his day in court, facing $5,450 in fines and up to 2 years in jail, is 46-year-old William Thomas of Coushatta, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. I would also say our dumb boy of the outdoors. If he had his license, you never know. Maybe the other charges would not have been put against him. All right, let's get back to the text messages coming in. Backstrap Stacker here in Clark County, Alabama, he's at it this weekend. Bush hogging spots they normally can hit when it's wet. It's so dry. Yeah, I know. Food plots need a little bit of rain. Steel Man, he's checking in from Gaydon. He's got Big Bar, H-Dog, the master prepper. I guess got to the blind chasing those teal birds. The fingers across, Big Burr Sr. will be pot roasting teal tonight. Happy hunting. Boy, I sure hope he does get the pot roast of it. And here's one with regard to the pogey boat bycatch of the redfish. It says, of the 10% they say the pogey boats catch, what does that equate to in the actual number of big spawning bull reds that they kill? That was a piece of data that I don't think they got, but from what I've seen, from the photos and from the reports, it is almost all bull reds that they're catching, which is a huge percentage of the spawners. So even though it may not represent a huge part of the total population that's removed, they're removing the ones that really count, whether recreationals or not. You can't keep them. It's illegal. And, of course, there are some that die from catch and release, but that's minimal. So I think that needs to be revisited. All right, next week, I want to remind you, stock the camp. It's Louisiana Hunting and Fishing Day, and they got celebrations going on all over the state. There's going to be hands-on shooting and fishing activities, kayaking, food concessions, door prizes. There's locations in Baton Rouge, Woodworth, Monroe, and Bodcaw. And if you'd like to go, it's free admission and parking. Bring the whole family. It's sponsored by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. It's a celebration next Saturday, Louisiana Hunting and Fishing Day. And after your trip, you might want to come by and see me. I'm going to be at Acquista Pace Grocery. That's their wine and spirits and more. They're going to be having a Stock the Camp Day. This is a new event. It's a great concept. They're going to have some manufacturers and some retail outlets out there bringing specific gear that you would use for the fall fishing. And they've got a lot of things, including your favorite wine and spirits and grocery to stock the camp up for the fall. And they've got some exciting giveaways, stoves, grills, coolers filled with goods, and a lot of those large format size Duckhorn family wines. So I'll be out there. It all starts at noon and goes on till 5 o'clock in the evening. That's at Acquista Pace Wine and Cheese, 631 North Causeway in Mandeville. Check it out. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk about Hope on a Boat. What's that all about? We'll tell you. It's a very special fishing event that's getting ready to kick off in a little bit. From 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Fairhope Charters on Weeks Bay. We're back to talk about it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, there's an event getting ready to kick off in the next 15 minutes. It'll be going on until 2 p.m. It is called Hope on a Boat, and we have talked about this before on the show, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. It's taking place over on Weeks Bay, and let's go talk to Lyons Busson. He's there with the Hope on a Boat. Lyons, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and many thanks for putting this event and working on it to put it together. It's a very worthwhile event. If you would, tell us about Hope on a Boat. What's the background, and what's going to be going on in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, what a blessing it is, Don. What it is it's a we have 16 anglers coming down here with a disability. We don't like to refer to it as a disability. It's an ability because they overcome a lot more in life than what we ever have to do. But we've got 16 participants, anglers coming down with 16 captains, and it's 100% donated products. Everything that we've asked for, we put on the internet. Everything's been donated: food, life jackets, everything. We've got a whole range of buckets for them, from CCA to send them back home. But we've got 16 guys coming here to pick them up. We're gonna go fishing for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, come back, do lunch, and then we'll have a big award ceremony. It's gonna be a wonderful day.
Now, are these boats equipped to handle the physically challenged, maybe even with wheelchairs?
Some of them aren't. So we have 9 in wheelchairs today, and some, and then the other ones aren't. So we have some boats that are big enough to be able to put the wheelchairs in there. We have a lot of volunteers to help put them in there, and we have some boat lifts right here that we can just pick the boats up and just slide them right over and go fishing.
And what are y'all expecting them to catch today?
We're going after redfish, speckled trout, flounder. I think there's one boat that's running out going after snapper today. So we're going to go after a variety of fish.
Well, great. I tell you what, whoever scheduled this did a good job. You got a really beautiful weather day today.
It's a beautiful job. All glory to God. He blessed us with a wonderful day. We've been praying for a good day of fishing.
Well, I think you're going to get it. Now, if somebody is interested in helping you guys out, I know that the volunteer captains, you got the manufacturers giving product away. And if somebody wants to get involved in this, or if they know someone who is physically challenged that would really enjoy getting out on a rare day on the water, how can they get involved with Hope on a Boat?
They can look us up on Facebook or Instagram. It's Hope on a Boat, and just send us a message, and we'll get right back to them.
And absolutely no cost to anybody on this, correct?
It doesn't cost anyone a dime, not one dime.
All right, what's on the menu at lunch?
Anything we've ever asked for, we've been given.
That's super. That is fantastic. What's on the menu for lunch?
We're doing hamburgers, hot dogs, coleslaw, and baked beans.
All right, that's perfect for kids. What are the age of these kids, by the way?
They range anywhere from, I would say, 6 or 7 years old all the way up to maybe 30 years old, 40 years old.
Wow. Well, I know you got a guy down there, a friend of mine, Chris Riley, and there's nobody that understands the importance of getting out in the outdoors for people who are physically challenged, and he does. And I tell you what, even he's a challenge. Let me tell you, he gets out there. He don't leave anything unturned. He doesn't let anything stop him from enjoying the outdoors. I tell you that.
That wheelchair never slowed him down a bit, that's for sure. He's a blessing. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's kind of paying back, so that's a wonderful thing. Hope on a Boat, and find him on Facebook. If people want to come down there and meet you guys and congratulate the kids, tell them where they're going to be coming in with those fish and where the lunch will be held.
We're going to be right here at our boat dock, Fairhope Charters. It's 11606 Maryam Beach Road in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right. Very good, Lions. And thanks to you and the crew and all the captains, everybody who donated. I know this is going to be a very special day for these kids, one that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
It will be. We got them rolling in right now. My phone keeps beeping with people. Captain's calling me right now.
Go get them, Lions, and thanks for taking time to chat with us about it.
Thank you, Don. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right. There it is. Hope on a Boat. Wonderful organization helping physically challenged kids get and adults get out there and enjoy something that they would not ever have the opportunity to do. All right, let's get back to the text message in referring to our bad boy. They said with the marijuana, that's why they call it dope. Yeah, pretty good there. All right, we also have some people out there looking for teal. Have you spotted any? Let us know what you're seeing. If you're going hunting, give us a report. 504-260-1870. That's our text number. We got our friend the Worm. He's finally back in the area from out west, and he's spending the weekend getting his boat ready for fall fishing. Now, here's some advice, and this is good. He says replace the steering and the U-bolts on the axle, change the grease and the bearings on the trailer, and update the fishing license. Yeah, get everything in order before you get out there and make your trip. All right, coming back after this, we got more to talk about. We got some text messages to get to and also some fishing reports. All that's coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV, it's titled Lost Buck's Bucket List, and it features Tiger in the Wild, Gabe Leonard. You also have some cameo appearances by West Weeks and Bo Bordelon. Three guys will be playing in tonight's game against Southeastern Louisiana. And we got a little bit of a preview for you. We had an interview with Gabe, and this Tigers in the Wild preview is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Here's Gabe.
Well, we're here with Gabe Leonard, LSU tight end. Gabe, you're a Bayou boy through and through. Tell us a little bit about your experience growing up in South Louisiana, where you're from.
So I'm from Crowley, Louisiana, and I spent most of my life doing waterfowl hunting, you know, ducks and geese and stuff like that. You know, I grew up frogging. That was my outdoors adventures. We got deer and we got hogs, but it ain't nothing like over here at the Lost Bucks Ranch. And, you know, it was a cool experience to come see it differently because growing up, all I ever saw was, you know, rice fields and crawfish and all the things that brought. And I think that this was a whole different experience coming here.
Yeah, what were your expectations? What was the first thing you did when you heard about Lost Bucks Ranch?
First thing I did when I got told it, I had to go look at the Instagram, and, you know, I had to look up everything that's going to be there. I need to know where it comes from, you know, what is it like, you know, everything. So that's the first thing I went and do is research every single animal that was here. And, luckily in my time here, I got to see them all. So that was awesome. And I feel like in 1 week and you still can't experience all that this place has to offer. You know, it's a different atmosphere. It's an African atmosphere that you get over here.
So, Gabe, you're an experienced outdoorsman. Tell me a little bit about the opportunities that Sunshine Equipment, the NIL opportunities that Tigers in the Wilds collaborated on. Tell me what that means to you.
Oh, it's awesome. I think that, one, it's an opportunity to meet new people whenever you do any type of NIL deal, and it's an opportunity to build a relationship. I think that's more important than, you know, the money ever will be. And getting to know people, getting advice, you know, learning in life from others, that's a big part of it. And then also, you know, I got to come out here with my teammates. Our lives are going to separate here shortly and, you know, within 4 years. And with this transfer portal, it happens even sooner than that sometimes. And it's sad, you know, you don't get to spend all this time that you were used to with your friends. But getting out to come out and do stuff like this and make these core memories that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life. And it, you know, builds a stronger relationship. So I think that's just as important as anything else, you know, the money and all that aside, the opportunity also to learn. I mean, these are some amazing animals that we got to see this weekend. Something you would never see in your backyard, that's for sure. So, you get to learn and knowledge, you know, Mr. Gabe telling us about the deer breeding that they're doing and all the science that goes behind that. And, you know, being able to talk to Mr. James and how he tells us about his love for this and his passion about his shooting ranges and how he does it competitively. And you get to see, you know, new interests that can affect you in your life later on. I also think it was cool for him to tell us about how it brings him joy to allow us to have an opportunity to see this stuff. And I think that's, you know, it was a really great thing for him to tell us. And it gives you a different outlook on when you have an opportunity to share something with somebody else.
So tell me how special it is for an LSU alum like Mr. James to invite us out and take care of his Tigers.
Yeah, I think it's really important. When you go to LSU, you know, you're part of it forever. And, you know, I think that having that strong community makes you feel more at home, even though you're not at home, you know. And LSU, you know, it's been my home for 4 years now. And all this alumni that come back and support you, and they want to know about you more than just being on the field. I think that's really special. And like I said, relationships that you build is the most important thing in your life, because, you know, you'll never know when you need somebody or when somebody needs you, but just having somebody there for you, you know, it really helps you. And the support and the love that they give us to our team and, you know, us as people on and off the field, it's unmatched, and it's really important to us.
Well, that's certainly a testament to your character and persistence and perseverance. Mr. James talked about your positive mindset. You seem to carry that with you everywhere you go. Tell me where that comes from.
Honestly, I think that my positive mindset comes from the people that I love the most. My sisters give me that. I give it through and through to my sisters. You know, I grew up with four older sisters, and they did so much for me. And now that they have this great family and all the loved ones that they have, I see all the love that they give and how they always put a smile on their face. And I think that that's, it's infectious. You know, it can go to anybody who, if you spread it, you know. So I think that's very important. And like my friends, you know, it's cool. I'm happy I shot a red stag, ecstatic. But I think that the best part of the whole thing was getting to see my friends do it, killing hogs with them. Something's better about doing it with people. And I think if you initiate the happiness, then people feel more comfortable to do it. So.
And that was Gabe Leonard's tight end. You'll watch him in action tonight for LSU Tigers. What a fine young man. And, you know, he missed a black buck at 300 yards. He missed another at 400 yards. And finally, on the final day, the next day, he got out and he bagged a beautiful red stag, a shot at about 280 yards. And you can see all that action. He was along with West Weeks and Bo Bordelon and other LSU Tigers. And if you want to see any of the Tigers in the Wild episodes on Bayou Wild TV, go to BayouWildTV.com. All of our stations across the area are listed. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can watch Tigers in the Wild each and every week, and presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. All right, we're just about out of time for the first hour. We've got another whole hour to go, and it's going to be one of my favorite hours, because we're going to take you into the duck blinds of Mike Smith, Ryan Lambert, Kirk Stansel. We also got a fishing report, Brendan Bayards at a Mobile Bay kayak fishing tournament, and Mike Gallo caught a couple of huge flounders yesterday. I want to get that flounder story out of Captain Mike. And your text messages, 504-260-1870. Your questions, your comments, your fishing, and your hunting reports are always welcome right here on The Outdoor Show. We'll be back after this quick timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.